Welcome to Step Brother, a Steamy Academy romance web serial with over 1 million reads online. Step Brother is a forbidden enemies-to-lovers romance filled with sports, second chances, and a bad boy. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance. We hope you enjoy.
Chapter 20. Jace. Fuck. I stared at the front door, paced around in the foyer, and growled to myself. Allie had left almost an hour ago, and I couldn't stop thinking about her being with Jamal at our spot, him telling her all those things I used to, running on the rocks with her, staring off into the sea. The doorbell rang, and I cut my eyes to the window, seeing the three poison boys standing outside the house. What the fuck is poison doing here? You know not to show up at my fucking house, I said through gritted teeth, opening the door and letting Joao, Landon, and Kai saunter into the foyer. Joao patted me on the shoulder. Oh, don't worry about it, Harbor. We love coming to pay you a visit in your daddy's mansion. It's always a pleasure. He walked around the foyer and glanced down the halls. Is Allie home? I clenched my jaw. Don't push it. Is lover boy jealous? Landon asked, cracking a smirk. Heard she's been going out with Jamal, your best friend and your stepsister. He shook his head. Must be hard, especially since you still love her, huh? Kai swung his backpack over his shoulder, tugged out a manila folder labeled Harbor and handed it to me. I swallowed hard and opened the folder, blowing out a breath through my nose. There were papers about my father, about his money, about me inside of it, but nothing useful. You know that I can't fucking use this. I slammed it back into Kai's chest. I asked you to find me something useful, not shit that won't hold up in any fucking court. Landon leaned against the wall, posting a foot on it and crossing his tattooed arms over his chest. If you want more than this, you have to pay more, Harbor. You're asking us to break into the police chief's house in a guarded neighborhood, steal a stack of papers from a locked safe, and not get caught by Nicole's father or Nicole? Joao said, leaning back on the leather couch and hanging an unlit cigarette out of his mouth. Can you fucking do it or not? I asked through gritted teeth. Of course we can do it. Kai walked around the living room, staring at all the expensive shit that he was probably thinking about stealing. But it's going to cost you. How much? I asked, knowing that this was going to cost a fucking fortune. But I'd spend hundreds of thousands to punish that man like he had punished me by throwing me in juvie and nearly having everyone in Redwood breathing down my fucking neck. With Dad, I had to be fucking perfect. Couldn't spill the family secrets. Not anymore. Joao lit his cigarette and puffed on it. 2 mil. My eyes widened slightly. Are you fucking kidding me? How much is it worth to you, Harbor? Joao said, standing up and sauntering over to me. He slung an arm around my shoulders and nodded out the window to Allie, who was being dropped off by Jamal in front of the house. How much is she worth to you? You are doing this to keep her safe, aren't you? 2 million was nothing, but Dad had been a fucking prick with my inheritance lately. Had been tracking my every fucking expense to make sure I was staying in line, never straying or trying anything against him again. I balled my hands into fists. 2 mil, I agreed. We also need entrance into Nicole's neighborhood, Kai said. They watch the gates and the perimeter like fucking hawks. And we don't fuck with anyone in the police chief's neighborhood after what happened last time. I cursed under my breath, fucking hating myself for ever even needing to do this. Don't worry about Nicole and getting onto their property, I said, knowing that I could easily distract her by wanting to talk or asking to come over. She'd think I was there to have a good time with her. I'll get you into the neighborhood. You need to fucking deliver shit that's better than what's in that folder. Money in cash by next Friday. You'll hand it over after the game, back of the parking lot by the dumpsters. Make it look like we're giving you weed. Don't be suspicious about it, Harbor. The chief of police and the principal watch your every move.
You've reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. To get up to 4 weeks additional uncensored content, subscribe to the podcast at reamstories.com/AmeliaRoseAudio. Due to content restrictions, explicit sex scenes will only be available through Ream. But if you'd like to continue listening to my free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.